Hi, this is Josh Groban, and you're listening to Offstage on XM. My musical heroes, the greatest thing that I like to take from them is the confidence to be unique, the confidence to be yourself. The people that I admire are the people where I say, you know, well, they're just so obviously just them. You know, there's no one else like them. It's not that I like them because I like this kind of music, therefore I'm going to buy every style of this kind of music. I just like them because they've obviously brought something to the table that probably was not easy. You know, probably wasn't an easy sell, and it probably took a long time to get there, but in the end, you know, made the music world so much better. These are people that I'm inspired by. And so, you know, I like to just go by the motto of just going where music thrills you, you know, just period, just going, you know, because life is too short. You know, a lot of times, you know, in the business side of things, you know, things get icky, and you just have to go back to that place where you just don't stop until you get goosebumps. And even though your head might be giving you warning signs, I think the fans ultimately will respond because it came from the right place. Now, that first song, Human Behavior, was co-produced by my friend Marius DeVries, who I had the great privilege of working with on this album. We produced, we did four songs together. That's just, you know, Bjork is incredible. She's always pushing the boundaries and kind of changing the way people feel about pop music. Another person who has definitely done that is Paul Simon with Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. That Graceland album really was one of the first albums for me that inspired me to kind of cross-pollinate genres and I think kind of opened up the world really to that great tapestry of sound that comes out of that part of the world in Africa, and certainly inspired me on my new album to work with the group that you heard on that song, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It was a great thrill for me, and their heart and their soul really, really comes across on that song. And the third song you heard on there was a song that I wrote with my friend Eric Mouquet, called Remember When It Rained, and it's a song that I recorded a few years ago, and I've put it on the new Hallmark CD that I've just released for Valentine's Day, and it is exclusively at Hallmark Gold Crown stores. And it's a lot of fun to be part of that project. It's a great, you know, great time of year. I've done a lot of songs that deal with the many themes of love, and it's a great CD. It allowed me to put together songs that I'd already done, and there's a couple of new ones in there as well. And that is one of the ones that I had already recorded, called Remember When It Rained. And we're gonna go right back into one of my favorite rock bands of the moment. It's Muse, Butterflies and Hurricanes, and you're listening to Offstage on XM.